Many health experts say coronavirus antibody testing is key to reopening the economy, since the test is intended to show if you've already contracted the virus and developed immunity. But so far, antibody tests have been limited and hard to find. Eric Stock looks at a few locations where the antibody tests are being done and what the early results show.
Leroy Dr. Tom Plora has been testing for antibodies for weeks. Today, he's opening a new temporary clinic at the Sports Enhancement Center in Bloomington, where he will offer coronavirus antibody and diagnostic testing.
The governor here in Illinois, I want to help him in any way I can to reopen or give him the level of comfort. And what I keep hearing is test, test, test. Well, but there's a lot of places that aren't doing that.
It seems very few are offering the antibody test. Peoria-based OSF Healthcare isn't testing for antibodies. Advocate Bromen Medical Center in Normal started antibody testing earlier this month. You need an order from an Advocate doctor to get one. A spokesperson says Advocate is looking to identify people who may be eligible to participate in convalescent plasma donation. Doctors have been studying plasma from the already infected as a possible COVID-19 treatment. Carl Health System has a hospital in Urbana and medical facility serving 41 counties in eastern Illinois and Indiana, and is in the process of acquiring Advocate Bromen and Advocate Eureka Hospitals. It started antibody testing a few weeks ago. Michaela Banks, Carl's Vice President of Quality, Women's and Children's Services, says it's been limited.
Mostly those who are, you know, frontline or first responders, including, you know, EMTs, other, you know, police force entities, to make sure that they're prioritized.
Banks says you can also request a test if you think you may have had the coronavirus before diagnostic testing was easily available, or if you are one of Carl's clinical workers at greatest risk of exposure. She says the medical provider is looking to see how widespread immunity may be. Banks says questions about immunity are what's keeping antibody testing from becoming more widespread. Will those antibodies protect you for life, for 5 or 10 years, or maybe only 1 year like the flu?
The hesitation in making it more widely available is still that, you know, we have very limited evidence around what, you know, positive antibodies mean clinically about someone's level of protection against either infection or reinfection going forward.
Another reason antibody testing has been sparse are reliability concerns. Reopening the economy based on a bunch of false positives could lead to more outbreaks. Dr. Tom Plora says his tests through LabCorp and Quest Diagnostics are highly reliable, unlike some of the testing done at the start of the pandemic.
I think these antibody tests early on got some bad press by China flooding the market or attempting to flood the market with some unreliable tests.
Kayla Banks at Carl Health System says she knew testing validity could be an issue since the FDA used an emergency authorization to rush these testing kits to the masses.
There are always concerns, I think, with reliability and validity, you know, in the test, as, you know, anything we do quickly is never quite as perfect as we would like. But with, you know, recognition that it's the best available at this time, we felt like it was still a value to implement here.
Carl Health System uses Abbott's antibody test, and Banks says Carl's own lab work has verified the test's accuracy. So what has the testing shown so far? Carl Health System has tested about 150 clinical workers, and 10% show antibodies. Banks says they're just filing away that info for now until they get a better sense for what it means.
It's really, you know, just sort of informational for our staff at this point, hoping that as soon as that information becomes available around, you know, what level of protection, if any, is provided by the presence of antibodies, you know, our staff can help with that understanding.
Dr. Tom Plora says less than 3% of the nearly 2,000 antibody tests he's given at his offices in Leroy, Champaign, and Marion show exposure to the coronavirus.
It makes sense that the penetration of this disease hasn't been as broad, you know, spectrum as what they've had in some places.
Plora says even if no one knows how long that immunity may last, knowing their immediate risk of exposure offers at least some peace of mind.
There is a tremendous desire for people to want to know. They want to know whether they had it or not.
Plora refers to it as the badge of immunity. I'm Eric Stock.
Dr. Plora's clinic in Bloomington will be open 9 to 5 on weekdays with limited hours on the weekends.